This is a dictation for patient Nkengi, N-K-E-N-G-E. Last name is Robertson, R-O-B-E-R-T-S-O-N. The patient reports that she's suffering from severe pain in the, moderately severe pain in the left side of the neck, left shoulder, and lower back, and also to the left chest. History of automobile accident. Patient reports that she was involved in an automobile accident on 12-14-2021 as follows. Sorry, on 12-13-2021. Patient reports that around 7 to 8 p.m., she was a restrained driver traveling on Larned, L-A-R-N-E-D, going through S-T-R-A-N-G-E, and another car came over middle lane into her left lane and hit her on the passenger side. And therefore, thereafter, her car was pushed to hit the curb. The impact caused the car to be damaged by around $1,500. The door is broken. She reported that she was using a Chevy Malibu 2017 car. She was hit with the SUV. She didn't remember the speed of her car or the other car. She was restrained. Airbag was not deployed. There was no loss of consciousness. It was not a hitting or an accident. The police did not arrive at the scene. Ambulance didn't arrive at the scene. So basically, the other car got up into her lane and hit her passenger side. While she was in the left lane, the other car was in the other lane. And it ended up in hitting the curb. The impact of the car accident hit her left shoulder into the door, neck to the door on the left side, and her headache started at the time when she hit the head to the left window. It's a presenting illness. Patient reports of headaches located to the front. They're mild, off and on, not associated with any symptom of TBI, like dizziness, vertigo, loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, seizures, loss of memory, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration, blurred vision, spots in the vision, loss of field, and the patient has, in addition, pain in the left side of the neck, left shoulder, and lower back, and the left chest. The patient has pain several times a week, and she reports that the pains are felt like sharp and aching, and they are between 5 to 7. Modified factor for the pain is worsened by bending and improved by sitting. Additionally, patient can walk up to a block, one block without pain, can sit and stand for 20 minutes and is able to sleep for 5 hours. The pain in the neck is stiff, 5.5 on and off. Left shoulder pain is 4 to 5. Lower back pain is 5. There's a lot of stiffness. It hurts to stretch. Sleep is off and on. So far, the patient has had no excessive MRI CT scan. And the patient denies any muscle weakness, numbness, tingling, pins and needles, or any radiculopathy, and no bladder bowel incontinence. The patient has anxiety, but denies any homicidal thoughts, suicidal thoughts, self-solemn, or any depression, no issues with the mood and sleep, and no weakness, lightheadedness, no sudden seizures reported. System will be negative, and partial sickness is none, medications, allergies, none. Family history, mother is alive, father is alive, no medical problem. 5 brothers, 5 sisters, all alive, and no medical problems. In the relationship status, patient lives alone. Employment status, patient is employed full-time as a teacher, 12th, 9th and 8th grade English teacher stand alone all day long and walking all day long. Disability history none, and legal history patient is Howard Weingarten as attorney, and personal history patient does drink alcohol socially and does not smoke, does not use recreational drugs. ADLs that are affected are listed as running and doing yard work 6. The rest of them are not affected. Physical examination. 24-year-old African-American female of a good built nutrition, alert oriented, cooperative, conscious, obese, sitting comfortably, well-built, well-nourished, no acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain cases. Patient doesn't appear to be acutely anxious or lethargic, and there is a good attitude and demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk well and is mobile independent without using any adaptive device. After the physical examination from the template, including neurological examination, musculature examination, which is all normal. Musculoskeletal examination, inspection, palpation from template. Spine tenderness, none is present. Spasm, paravertebral, paraspinal muscle, spasm, none. And paravertebral muscle, hypertonicity, none. In the range of motion, cervical spine, forward flexion is 30, extension 30. Side flexion, especially the left side, is 20. And rotation is 80. In the lumbar spine, range of motion, forward flexion is 30, extension 10. Side flexion 15, rotation is 20. Hyperextension was not painful. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain. Hoffman sign negative, Sperling sign is positive on the left. Lermit test positive on the left. Distress test is negative. Sotral test is negative. Thoracic spine root test is negative. Slump test is negative. In the lumbar spine, Budzinski Kernick test is negative. Straight leg raising test is positive at 40 degrees. Contralateral arrest is positive. Regular test is negative, CAMP test negative, Bernowski test negative. Sacroiliac joints are non-tender, standing flexion test negative, iliac compression negative, distraction test negative, and Faber test negative, Gunn test negative, Transport sign negative. Extremities except for the left shoulder, all extremities are warm to touch. Well perfused, please use the template to describe. In the left shoulder on inspection, it is a normally appearing shoulder with no dislocation. On palpation, there is no tender points. On special test, Hawking Kennedy test was negative. Antibiotic test is negative. Near test, peak test, negative. Anterior posterior apprehension negative and toe palm test negative. Muscle strength was normal and motor power is 5/5. Rest of the extremities are normal. Diagnosis. So the vital signs I have not discussed. Blood pressure was 142 over 92. Pulses 92. Respiratory rate is 20, temperature 98.1, and pulse ox is 100, and height 5'5", weight is 196. Oh, I need to also make a change. The left sacroiliac joint was actually tender. And the Johnson test was positive on the left side, and Faber test was positive on the left side. Would you be so kind to please place? And the range of motion of the shoulder joint is completely normal. And diagnosis, V89.2 XST, R26.2, R50, NCN is R51, F41.1, right shoulder M25.511. Oh, sorry, is the left shoulder M25.512, M75.50, M75.30, F43.432D. Spine, cervical spine M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, 53.82, has 13.4 XXA, numbers 5.4.5, 51.27, 56, M54.16, M54.42, F33.5 XXA. Sacral iliac spine M46.1. M54.17. बहुत तो मैटर है, इतनी जल्दी करने की जरूरत नहीं है। The plan of care for Nikhenge Robertson is from the tablet. Treatment plan is from the tablet. He is mentioned physical therapy 3 times per week at her choice place, wherever she wants to go, with the traction massage, aquatherapy, etc. The medications the patient has been provided with the following medication: naproxen 500 twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect and healing, Calaxin 800 mg 3 times a day for help with the muscle relaxation and relief of muscle spasms, and Elavil 50 mg at night to relieve GAD disorder, help in depression, fibromyalgia, musculoskeletal pain, and help in pain relief, and topical pain relief is Voltaren gel, narcotic analgesics, Tylenol with codeine number 31 every 12 hours, PRN, 10 of them to relieve the pain and help the life functions and sleep. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. The referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRIs, none of them are available at this time of visit. International pain procedure, none are being considered. Surgical options, none. Referral to neuropsych, not warranted. Attended care, not warranted. Caseworker, patient insisted on having a caseworker, which is approved. Last medical records, none are being ordered. Investigations. An MRI for the lumbar spine will be ordered on the next visit. DMEs, the patient has been provided with a back brace and a tense unit to help with the healing. Education, yes. Weight loss program, not warranted. Or she can use some 10-15 pound loss. Follow visit in 15 days. Direct contact, yes. End of dictation. Thank you.